And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for you today? This is going to be a lot of fun. We're hanging out with Andy Giuliano from Fish Emeryville. Really looking forward to talking about this great fish in a fishery that's new to me. And boy, in the first few minutes of the show, getting to talk to Andy. What a cool operation and fun fishing. Really looking forward to talking about it for the next couple hours. And we're looking forward to talking to you. Lots going on here. Great fishing happening up and down the coast. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
In 1976, Ford F-Series became America's best-selling truck. For nearly half a century, Ford has been passing mile markers and hitting milestones, leaving the competition behind as the best-selling truck brand in California. And your San Diego County Ford dealers plan to keep driving that success forward. Ford F-Series, on the road to 50 years of leadership. Let's go! Check out the entire Ford F-Series lineup and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer.
If you spend serious time on the water, you already know how fast conditions can change. Glare shifts, light drops, wind kicks up, and when you're fishing all day, your gear has to keep up. That's why Costa built the Pilot House Pro. It's a semi-rimless shield designed to give you a full, unobstructed view of the water with the clarity Costa's known for and the protection serious anglers actually need. Pilot House Pro is Z87.1 Plus safety rated, ventilated to fight fog, and built to stay locked in when things get rough. From flying hooks to long hours in the sun, it's made for real conditions, not just the easy parts of the day. If you want eyewear that works as hard as you do on the water, check out the Pilot House Pro at CostaDelMar.com. See what's out there. Safety rated in U.S. only.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, boy. We have a great show for you today.
You're not kidding.
We're just talking before the show, and there's so much we can talk about here.
We have had so much fun talking with Andy from Fish Emeryville before the mics kicked on. Like, I'm just, this is going to be a fantastic show, and boy, really stoked to have everybody in here. Wayne, stoked to have you. Pete, again, is enjoying a little Montana session, and we're going to hopefully hear from him a little later on, get a trout report from up there, but stoked to have Wayne in the studio and hanging fishing, and a brand new guest for me, Andy Giuliano from Fish Emeryville. Really, really stoked to have you on here, Andy. Good morning. Thanks for coming in to hang out with us.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Fabulous to be here. I've listened to the show since the early 90s, and it's a treat to be here.
Well, we're really pumped. Now, Fish Emeryville is a really, really cool sport fishing operation that you guys have put together. Extremely full service, and I mean, I just know how excited everybody's going to be because I'm the same way. I just didn't realize that there was such a cool – you guys have so much cool stuff going on. And give us a little bit of rundown on what Fish Emeryville is and how you guys do it and all the good stuff.
Sure. So we're located in the East Bay in Emeryville. We're about 10 miles north of the Oakland Airport. And we have boats that fish inside the bay. We run trips 11 months out of the year. February is the only month we really don't run. But we fish inside the bay, which is a 30-mile stretch of water that we fish striped bass, halibut. In the summertime, we have a great live bait fishery for rock cod, link cod. We troll offshore for salmon. Then we come back in the fall in November and December. We do rock cod and crab combos, which we're just talking about. Our number most popular trip without the salmon, you get 10 Dungeness crab, 10 rock cod. We cook the fish, or we cook the crab in the harbor if you want to cook.
So we got
full fish processing. So we've really tried to expand it. We've taken a lot of what San Diego's done and tried to replicate it inside the Bay Area with a multi-level fishery that that targets a lot of different trips.
I was just blown away. Multitude of boats, a lot of big boats, very comfortable boats to fish with. You said a lot of the boats in the fleet are in that, 50, 60-foot size. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. So yesterday, I think I was towing, is kind of just a snapshot. We had one boat fish inside the bay, had limits of striped bass, two fish short of limits of halibut. We had a boat run offshore for rock cod, the Seawolf, which is probably the top rock cod boat in California. They had 220 rock cod, 44 lingcod, which is almost a typical day for them, and so full limits across that.
That's so cool.
And then when everybody gets back, if you want to have your fish processed, we're right on the dock to take care of that for you, too.
Now, tell us a little bit about that. I was fascinated with that. You built a full fish processing plant, state-of-the-art, right there, right on the dock, right when the boats come back in. There is no going anywhere. It goes right from the boat directly to the processor.
It's actually right on the harbor dock, the main dock. And even a couple of the boats, you can hand your fish off from the boat before it's docked up to the processor. But we do a lot of our fish are filleted on the boat. Rock cod, lingcod are filleted on the boat. We clean up the fillets, take the bones out, package them up right on the dock there. Salmon, striper, halibut, those are done on the dock, and then we turn them around right there. It's always while you're waiting. Usually you can drop your fish off, run up to the parking lot, drop your gear off, you come back and it's all done.
I think that's just so cool. So you're not walking off with a juice dripping Ziploc trash bag, it's all tied up.
That's
and you've
right.
got your,
Or a gunny sack.
Yeah, your heavy mill backpack bags. You're walking out. Your harvest is already, ready to cut open for the table or ready to put in the freezer to save for the future.
Yeah, as you guys call it down here, table ready seafood, right? It's all fresh, ready to go. If you want to give it away, it's identified. We put the date on it when you caught it, the type of fish it's on that you caught. And, it's been super popular. As far as I know, it's the only landing that does that where you're right on the dock.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple big commercial machines in there. We've got a big ice flaker in there as well, too, if you want ice on the way out, too. So we tried to bring it full circle.
Now, I was lesser familiar, and I really enjoyed getting brought up to speed. But tell us a little bit about the history of Fish Emeryville. You had mentioned that there was some operations before, and you guys just saw, a great opportunity to really do things the right way, and you clearly took it, and you're crushing it.
Well, that's very nice. Yeah. So the landing opened in 1972, so nothing new. It's had a tremendous fleet of boats. It's got really some of the top boats in the history, I would say, of the Bay Area, guys that are experts at their craft, savants. And so the boats always did a lot of work there. When we took over in 2016, the reservation hardware was basically a spiral binder and
number two pencil.
And a vending machine that served board drinks. And so we stepped in 2016, foods. We felt like the customers were kind of mistreated to some degree. They had a great time on the boats, but the shop.
Right, like the fishing side of it was always been great.
Yeah, but the shop really didn't hold up its side. So, we cleaned up the place. So now when you come there, if you need clothing, food, snacks, we do all of the reservations through the website and over the phone. But if you also need the pre-order items, your tackle kits, your fishing license, rental rods, all that, we handle all that so you can go straight to the boat in the morning. The deckhands have the manifest that has your name on it. If you had a rental rod, a tackle kit, everything's ready to go. So we really tried to streamline that.
Yeah.
And as you said, the fish processing is really doing the backside and treating the customer well on the backside. So a full ecosystem.
I love that. Yeah, it's very apparent in the short time I've got to chat with you that your concern is for a customer, from start to finish, everything. And like you said it best, from the second they pull up, you guys have addressed that. Obviously, you've always provided great fishing, or great fishing has always been provided there, I should say. And then even stepping off the boat with the, as premium packed as their fish could be, the entire process, you guys have looked at it from the customer's point of view to try to make it just right.
Yeah, even to go, I would say, even with the lodging, too. So we have a couple hotels we have relationships with, too, so for people coming in and out of town to handle that. So really, like I said, trying to make it as easy as possible, convenient as possible for a customer to come into town, get there, you know, have a great day on the boat, take your fish home, and enjoy it.
Yeah. Now, what's the most popular target, most popular trips that you run? It sounds like there's a lot of variety from inshore fishing. You'd mentioned again before the show that you guys do inshore in the bay, offshore. You have an island chain that you fish, and there's obviously a bunch of different fisheries: the salmon, the crab, the halibut. What seems to be the most popular? What's the bread and butter at fishing?
Boy, well, it's tough to get away from the king salmon fishing we have, and I would say I've traveled. Sitka's my favorite place to travel. I'm going there in June. But I've traveled to Alaska since 1985, and I never went up there to king salmon fish.
So okay.
I do think, you know, and we'll get back to some really good fishing this year, but I really think our salmon fishing, our offshore salmon fishing, not only the fishing, but the quality of the fish, you know, is rival to anywhere on the West Coast. So, you know, this year we've got a really good quota of fish available. We fish all, you know, most of the fish that run offshore outside of California come through San Francisco Bay. So they all go into the river tributary system. So, you know, we generally catch our fair share of salmon. And last year we only had a few days, and we saw there's a lot of fish out there to catch.
Now, what is the what's that fishery like for somebody like myself? I love fishing on sport boats down in San Diego, and I've never done it. Is it a very technical fishery? Does a guy really need to know what he's doing to get a bite when you're salmon fishing up there? Is it, you know, how do you take them? What's the method of take? Give us the rundown. But I'm fascinated by it, and I didn't realize that the success was often so high at catching a king salmon.
Yeah. So I would say the good news for you is that salmon's probably the least technical fishing that we do. We generally troll or drift.
Okay.
The rod goes in the rod holder. The fish pretty much does everything. The deckhand's getting you set up with the right equipment, the right bait. The boat does, you know, half of the heavy lifting, and really, you know, it's reeling in the fish.
Yeah.
When we that's primarily a troll fishery. We do drift fish when the fishing's right. It's a situational thing where we mooch or drift, and that's a lot of fun, much more light tackle. The boat's drifting, no engines, things like that.
Yeah.
So the salmon, out of all the fishing we do, the salmon's the least technical that we do. You're switching into the bay. It's a lot more technical. You're fishing along the bottom, fishing reefs, contour lines, you know, shoals, things like that. Much more angler-specific.
Yeah.
The rock cutting, too. The rock cutting, so oftentimes you put the rod holder outfishes an angler. So yeah, so you got to be careful. Yeah, but
we always say that the best halibut fisherman on our boat is the starboard rod holder.
Yeah,
Mr. Holder,
true.
Party of
it's
one.
True. Yeah, and I think I would say, you know, not to sound disrespectful, but usually the worst saltwater fishermen are bass fishermen for us, because they want to move everything.
Yeah,
right. And you don't want to move. You don't want to touch the rod on our fishery.
And they want to swing.
Yeah, they're like frequently. Yeah, yeah.
What's our most common variety of rockfish that we're catching in?
Boy, yeah, all of them. Huh? So you know, it really depends. We catch a lot of what we call hard heads on the bottom: browns, reds, China, gophers, things like that. When we fish midwater, we fish yellowtail rockfish, widows, blacks, blues. Now that we've been able to fish all depth, we've gone offshore. We get a lot more bronze spotted, a lot more chili pepper, those types of fish. And along the coast, when you fish along the coast, it's blues, blacks.
What kind of depth ranges are we talking for those fisheries?
So from 0 to 500.
And everything in between.
I would say John, who runs the Sea Wolf, last week, he said, we fish from 90 feet to 500 feet today.
That's cool.
So, you know, when we fish different areas for link cod, when we fish school fish for the rock cod, we're fishing an area, we're fishing suspended fish. Sometimes they're on the bottom. But when they switch around the second part of the trip where they're targeting link cod, that's a heavy sand dab fishery.
Okay.
Big swim bait. Corey and I had a great time last when we were up at the show talking swim baits for lingcod. And so, you know, a little different. It's very situational weather-wise, but we target, you know, they target. Some days they'll fish along the coast, and the other days they're out in the deep fishing.
I love this. Sand dabs, does the boat make them for bait? Like, you as a passenger, is that part of it, or is that something that's provided, and how does that work?
Yeah, sand dabs is a great one because you can also keep them, too.
That's what I was saying. Trust me, I had that in the back of my mind, too.
Yeah, it's a little takes a little work to eat them. But, yeah, so generally on those trips, Rick, the boat will stop on the way out and get the sand dabs. They'll put them in the bait tanks, keep them alive, and they fish them on a trap rig, a sliding trap rig for the ling cod. Actually, in some of the areas now where we're fishing deeper water on the big rock cod, big boccaccio, vermilion, canary, they'll use the sand dabs also for those as well.
What's the largest size that you'd use for the bait?
12 inches would probably be okay. A little extreme for, I mean, they'll still eat it. Lingcod still eat it, you know, but.
They probably don't make one too big for a lingcod to try.
For guys that fish lingcod, right? There is no bait that's too big. Yeah. But I would say, 4 to 5 inches on the small side up to probably 11 or 12 on the extreme side.
And
that's a great eating. That's right. And most of the time those don't go down because they're going to stay in the bag for eating it.
So as we went from 300 to 500 feet, are we starting to see a lot more electric reels?
Yes, we do see a lot more. Some people bring their own battery. Some have the nice little battery packs that are mounted on the rods, which is really great.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's easy to get down there. It's not easy to bring it back up. So I do, you know, Daiwa has some good products. They all make good products. But, yeah, I believe that. I think you're right.
Are we using a two-hook canyon usually?
We're limited to two hooks, yeah.
And then how much weight are we using to get down there?
On that type of a trip, 16 would be the lightest, 24 probably about right. You know, depends on the drift. Sometimes in the current way, particularly this area where we've got current going all different ways, sometimes, you know, in the drift, you've got to go to 24s to stay on the bottom.
Yeah. You know, any other thing that I just was unaware is you said you've got a great live bait hauler up there, too. I didn't realize that there was such a good live bait fishery to aid to what you guys do.
Yeah, so we have one receiver. It's in San Francisco. There's 7 receivers, but one operator, one vendor, and they do a great job. We just, you know, ironically, our first day of live bait fishing was yesterday. Our live bait fishery is all anchovies. Rarely we get sardines. Maybe late in the year we see some sardine, by the way, which, you know, we have a lot of fun when we get those big sardines. But, yeah, so we have one vendor in San Francisco. That's where we have good flow. The bait stays good all year round. And they'll start harvesting bait when it comes into the bay, which basically has happened in the last week. And we're usually keep it around all the way to the end of October.
I love it.
And that's for when we're fishing stripers or halibut. That's the primary fishery. You're drift fishing. We do a lot of drift fishing inside the bay with the live anchovy.
And go ahead, please.
No, do you guys see other types of bait, mackerel, smelt, grunion?
We have jack smelt in the harbor. Last year, the first load of bait was sardine, and then it switched over and it was anchovy the rest of the year. So, but both, 99% of the live bait is anchovy, real nice, healthy anchovy.
And then on the dead bait, do you guys use a lot of cut bait squid or other types of baits?
Okay, when we're rock fishing on the two hook canyon, we'd use squid strips for the sand dab as well. Salmon is generally, we use some herring, but mostly tray, real high quality tray anchovy for that fishery.
So people getting an understanding, when you're out fishing on the salmon, you're usually on the bigger boat, it's like a 55 by 17. 20-something people on the boat. You're saying that you do a lot of trolling for that. How many trollers can you put out?
So that's a great question. So we have kind of an, I would say, unique. There's about 100 miles of coastline there where we fish a very unique way of trolling, where we control on a bigger boat, we control 14, 16, 18 guys.
I'm all in.
Yeah.
You might teach us something.
Yeah. You caught me. I'm in.
Yeah. It's a lot prettier in action than it's poetry in action. And obviously the quality of your deckhand, you know, is also important too. But you have guys on the bow that are fishing heavier weights, shorter lines, right, when you're trolling. When we troll, by the way, we're trolling 2 or 3 miles an hour. So we're not, you know, we're not jig stop speed like you guys. And then you got guys midship go a little deeper, maybe with a little lighter weight than guys on the stern, lighter sinkers farther away. So it's very controlled.
Yeah.
By the way, though, if the guy down troll from you doesn't know what he's doing, then it's a problem. So it's a lot of, it's not controlled chaos, but it's poetry in terms of how it works.
I love it.
And it's, you know, we get 50,000 salmon, that king salmon that way. So we catch a lot of salmon that way. But I've traveled, you know, like I said, up and down the coast, all the way up to Homer, all the way down to Clarion Island. And it's an unbelievable way to catch fish. But very effective.
You got to put the video out on that one.
And how cool must that look? I mean, you're creating a full anchovy bait ball. I mean, there's 20 baits ripping around. It's, you know, just the presence that you put is putting its own bait ball back there. It's genius.
Exactly.
If I could figure out how to troll 17 rods on the Parker, I'd be doing it.
Controlled chaos. I'm just thinking going up and down. The scary part for somebody that's coming in as a tourist, you're going to be that guy at some point.
Well, but like you said, that's what good crew members are
for. Yeah,
playing.
And you go through, we go through, you know, all the baits always included in all our trips too. But then the deckhands and the captains are really, you know, a big part of that is teaching, you know, teaching new people at least, you know, how to drop down, how to reel up. Here's what goes on, you know, and getting that first 25% or whatever of the trip down. But usually, you know, just for the fishing side, when you get a hookup, we usually turn into the fish. So the fish is on the inside of the turn. And then, you know, we've had 12, 14 fish on. Like last year, the fishing was unbelievable. The guys would put the boat, you know, put the boat and autopilot on, and an hour later they had 50 fish on the boat. So
I love it.
So, yeah, it works.
Man, what a great fishery that you guys have, and how much fun are we going to get to have talking about it? I feel bad for our callers and texters. I have a pile of great questions for Andy, and, man, clearly a really cool spot and lots of fun to talk about today, Wayne.
Boy, do we ever. And one lucky caller or texter today is going to be a winner of a trip for two out of Fish Emeryville. And you can trade that in for either a salmon trip or one of those crab combos. Andy, just that is such going to be so much fun. I want to win that trip now. And we're going to be giving that away to one of our lucky callers or texters. When we come back, we're going to be listening more about that, catch reports, and a whole lot more. We're on Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check KingfisherCharters.com.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, are we having a great show. We're talking so much here. I mean, we could do this on for a whole day of talking about this. I mean, and then we're going to be giving away one lucky caller or texter a trip for two to go salmon or crab combo tripping out of Fish Emeryville with Andy. Hey, and don't forget, you guys call in 833-288-0973 or better yet, text the show. But do not forget to leave your name and your phone number, or you will not be in the entry for this great giveaway.
Yeah, we're having a great time. And again, just like Wayne said, if you want to join us on the phones, we're standing by at the fan in this first hour, 833-288-0973 is how you do it. And boy, speaking of the phones, we're going to go to the phones right now and get our Montana little check update. We got Pete on the line. Good morning, Pete.
Morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing awesome. Great.
Good morning, Pete.
No, you're testing new equipment. Boy, it sounds loud and clear on this end. Really, really good connection.
Okay, great. I just got some new gear, so in case I need to step in at any time, I've got a whole setup here with computer and mic and headset and the whole deal. So I'm glad to know it's working great. And so you guys are doing such a great job. I just might just stay up here for a while.
As you should.
Yeah, for sure. Well,
so yeah, Andy, tell us about it. How's the fishing?
Yeah. So I got to say, Andy, great to finally have you in the studio in the world headquarters there. And it's sounding good. I'm fascinated, like Rick and Wayne are, about coming up there and going to fish Emeryville and doing that. But the other thing, too, is I wanted to mention that, you know, about albacore. You know, I know I said this year that Brandon Hayward said it was going to happen. And he was right. Maybe I – and then I said, since Brandon says yes, I'm going to say no. But see, when I'm wrong, I'm right, right?
Exactly.
So either way, but congratulations, and who knows. Let's hope more come in, and more come in for Andy to catch up there too. So that would be pretty cool.
When I saw that fish on the tribute, the first thing I thought of was Pete. I'm like,
absolutely.
I don't care what anybody says, you made that happen.
Yeah, well, you know, thank you very much. But anyway, trout fishing up here is – yeah, for sure. Anytime, guys. So I had Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford, Ron Lane from Fastlane Kayaks up here last week. And when I arrived here on the previous Tuesday, it was 80 degrees and sunny and beautiful Helena. And then Thursday, all hell broke loose up here, and the weather just turned absolute craziness. We had sideways snow. We had unbelievable rain. We had sleet, snow, rain, and granted, they need it up here badly, as most of the West does. So it was is a welcome thing to see, but not when we're fishing, right? And but really, realistically, it didn't hurt the bite. It just hurt the soft Southern Californian guys trying to catch some fish. We still went out. We toughed it out. In fact, one morning we stopped at the gas station to put fuel in the boat, and this local Montanan guy was filling his car next to us, and he looked at us, and as the snow's literally blowing sideways and it's 27 degrees out, and he goes, "Man, you guys are dedicated." Like, yeah, or crazy, yeah. Right?
You all aren't from here, are you?
Yeah. But anyway, we had a great time and caught a lot of great fish on the lakes and drifted the river, too, and that was fun. But I still have a lot to learn up here. And that, for me, that's the challenge.
Totally.
I love learning a new fishery and just learning the challenges. Fortunately, I have a couple of great buddies up here, Greg Stotesbury and Chris Scott, that are getting to really know this stuff. So they're kind of my advisors and teachers, and it's been really great to have them around to help me out. But yeah, so looking forward to it. Lolly came up here after those guys left, and we're going to go down and go up to the Gates of the Mountains and do some fishing up there. It's been some pretty good fishing, and kind of take a little tour up the gates and stuff. But beautiful weather this week. Of course, as soon as those guys left, today it's going to be highest 74 and sunny. Tomorrow's supposed to be 76 and sunny, and no wind. You know, the biggest thing up here is wind, and the wind just kills you up here, as Andy well knows from the Bay Area, too, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But one thing I wanted to mention, too, is, so you can get back to Andy, is Baker Marine, Anthony over there sent me a new idea or spot that they're now adding an extra $200 to that saving on the TSX 440 combo. So now you can save $400,
wow.
Which this is unheard of. Anthony said he's never seen this before. So you get the TSX 1440 binoculars, you get the customized Pelican case, and the polarized filters that help you see kelps and fish and stuff like that on your binos for $1,299.99. That's for all of that. So it's over a $400 savings. So if you're in the market for a pair of stabilized binoculars, or if you don't have one or you need to replace what you have, there's never been a deal like this, Anthony says, at Baker Marine. So jump on it. Go see them in Shelter Island, or check them on the web, bakermarine.com. But hey, I'll let you guys get back to the show. Glad to hear things are going so well. I know you have a lot of people waiting to talk to you, so keep it up, and keep doing a great job so I can hang out up here.
We got you covered on this end, buddy. Glad to hear the weather's good and the fish are biting, and, yeah, we're going to have a good time talking a little more fish Emeryville. Thanks for the report, Pete. Keep us in the loop. We'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Talk to you real soon. I'll give you another report soon.
All right. We appreciate that very much. Well, good. Glad to hear there's good fishing. The phone lines are absolutely packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Andy. Wayne, let's jump right back. Let's jump into those phones and get started this morning.
Let's talk to Hills from Ventura. What's going on, Hills?
Hey, good morning, guys. Pretty exciting to hear about Emeryville and Andy, his thing. Man, does it sound good. Question that I actually asked Pete, and he said, I don't know. Are the halibut up there, are they the California halibut, or is it Pacific halibut, and then, or is there both? And you get, like, starry flounders and other, what we would think of as a little bit exotic.
Yeah, great question. Yeah.
So 99% of the fish are California halibut. Occasionally we get a Pacific when we're out on the offshore at the Farallon Islands, Fanny Shoals, when the guys are rock cutting. But just everything's primarily California halibut, particularly inside the bay. I think I've seen one Pacific halibut, some, you know, anomaly. But yeah, it's all keeper size halibut up to, you know, 25, 30-pound California halibut.
And on the rare occasion you do catch a Pacific, is that a fish of take for you? Regulation different?
It's strict regulations. It's got a quota, federally managed or internationally managed quota. So we get, usually when somebody catches one, the first thing we do is go to the internet and find out if we're still open or not.
Yeah, totally.
Right, and then we make the decision to keep it or not. But yeah, so it generally the quota usually holds out until late August or September before the quota gets sucked up.
And in other flat fishes, so other than a halibut, are they all good eating? Are they some and all available for take?
I think we found, you know, in the last 20 years, just about every fish, you know, up and down the coast is really good eating if it's well taken care of. So we get some Petrolli sole, which is a fabulous eating fish. The sand dabs, as we know, right, the one, the true fish that's a bait and a table fish. We do see some starry flounder in the wintertime, early in the winter, when there's a lot of fresh water inside the bay. The guys will occasionally get one of those.
Okay.
So, and that's a great eating fish, too. But that's most of the flat fish we catch would be the California and then a few starries.
That's awesome. Cool. Hills, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy. Wayne, let's jump right back into it.
Yeah, let's talk to Don from Woodland Hills. What's going on, Don?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Really, really interesting topic, really interesting area to fish, especially, you know, for those of us that get up to Northern California every now and then. And that's kind of the basis of my question. So, Andy, if I were to come up visiting family and wanted to do one of your day trips, and not necessarily bring my gear, what kind of rental gear do you have available? And we're blessed down here in San Diego to have fish processing. Do you have any of that up in the Bay Area as well?
Yeah, those are great questions. So yes to all of that. So at all of our boats, you know, the six-pack boats include all the tackle, rods, tackle, everything. The bait's always included. On the larger boats, the certified boats, you can rent a rod. It's $10 to rent. It's equipment that the boat owns, so the boat takes really good care of it, and it's matched for that particular fishery, meaning that a rod and reel, like I would say inside the bay, a Trinidad 14 and a Calstar 270 is kind of the, you know, standard rental rod. If you're offshore rock cod fishing, you'd probably have a 4.0 and a size reel and a 670. But the boats have all of that tackle and all of that on board. You coordinate the rental gear through the landing when you make a reservation. And then the back end, you know, the fish processing is something that we've really spent a lot of time and energy developing in the last couple of years. And you get off the boat. If you have your fish filleted on the boat, you bring your fillets to the dock, which is right on the charter boat dock. They'll take the belly section out, fillet them, you know, finish doing a final trim, vacuum pack them, basically while you wait if you want up. The longest you usually have to wait is you go up, you put your gear in your car, you come back, and your fish are ready to take home. So we spend a lot of time and energy when we develop that. We took a lot from what the guys down here did down here. We spent quite a few days with fishermen's processing, talking to them, and kind of, you know, just collaborating on how we wanted our product to be to be matched for our particular fish. And our fish are different. You know, we have a lot of white fish. And we have gotten bluefin and albacore in the last couple of years, and then last year we got the salmon and then we had to test that out a little bit too. But yeah, you're gonna, if you want, and it's very reasonable, by the way, from when we first started, when we did a soft opening, we just took tips. And at the end of the day, we were actually making more money off the tips than we were going to charge. We were going to charge on our menu. So we had to rethink through all that. But for $25, you can get a full Rock Odd Limit, you know, vacuum packed and nice 5 mil bags identified on your way out. So just, you know, kind of a baseline there.
It was funny. One of the first things that you did, you know, you brought us some of the cool things you showed, including one of the bags that you guys use. My wife, Dallas, as soon as she heard we had somebody from Emeryville on, was already all over, you know, your social media and sent a picture. Look how cool their fish processing bags are. And so it's clearly highlighted, you know, that you have, because I've got a picture on my phone of a bag full of Rock Odd fillets you guys did. It's a really nice job.
Yeah, we put a post up for Fish Emeryville for this show, and we put a picture of the processed fish in there.
That's awesome.
Hey, Don, thanks for the call. Hey, why don't we get on the phone for Bob from Newport. Bob, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. Great to have Andy on the show. Sounds like you guys are doing a great job up there from a business perspective. Down here, you know, bluefin is a big deal. And do you see any evidence of bluefin? And also, you know, we see albacore up off of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see albacore at all in your area?
We do. We see both of those. Last year, we saw both of them. We've already got bluefin in our area this year, early March, when the water was, you know, we had a warm stretch of weather in March, and we had a few local bluefin. But yeah, that whole fishery up and down the West Coast here has really evolved. And I think, you know, the interesting thing, because we all have albacore background, offshore, clear water background, when we first started fishing bluefin up there, we ran past the fish. We'd go out to the clear blue water and the temp breaks. And we figured out, right, that the bluefin are a completely different creature. They're in the dirty water and the cooler water down deep. And obviously, you know, we troll for them. We use high-speed trolling, you know, with the Mad Max, which has become super popular. So yes, we have an albacore fishery up there, and we have a bluefin fishery, you know, that's developing. We're figuring it out, and we're a few years behind you guys in terms of, you know, figuring that fishery out.
And you said you'll have some 6-pack boats that kind of primarily target that when it's that time, or do the charter boats get into that as well, or is it just a case by case thing?
I would say the 6-packs have been leading that,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
But, and that's in the entire Bay Area and sure, for our landing as well, too, particularly with that high speed trolling. When you're trolling 12 knots, it's tough to do that in a big boat.
Sure.
But, you know, I think that fishery will expand, and we'll figure out different ways to locate those and land those fish too.
As things develop, like your area is kind of becoming the central location, you know, where it seemed like a lot of that fish would, you know, especially the bigger fish, you know, it seems like the mass of bigger fish is sliding farther and farther north. Like, you guys are becoming, you know, ground zero for a lot of that big fish that we have on the coast.
We did see 2 years ago, we saw an exceptional grade. We had fish over 200, you know, in our harbor, which was, you know, it's unbelievable. You know, we have a picture, I was telling you guys, pictures at the Golden Gate Bridge in the background, and guys with two or three, you know, 150 to 200 pound bluefin.
Which, so cool.
Obviously, it's clearly photoshopped, right? But no, that, you know, that was it. And I think too, also from a customer and fishing standpoint, where you could go out and you felt, you know, you had a good chance of coming home with the tuna, and that was something. So it's not just a one off, and the guy hit the right, you know, situation, and Bennett was at the right spot. But a guy could go out, you know, day after day and come home with fish. So we did see that last year. We had bluefin and albacore, you know, kind of mixed in between, and it was day to day. The guys fishing albacore, you know, we had skiffs that get 20, 25 albacore, and then they switch over and locate the bluefin.
I know that fishing is fishing, and that's always been part of it, but boy, the vibe that I'm catching is there is a very high success rate to what you guys do. It really has that feel that there's a fantastic, you know, opportunity for harvest and successful fishing in your guys' fishery.
I would agree with that, Rick. I know, you know, in some cases, and some people always ask, where are you guys fishing? And I would say, you know, sometimes they don't know, you know, they're leaving the harbor, and on the way out, they're going to figure it out. We're deciding whether it's weather related or situationally related, where the fish were caught at the end of the day before. And then you plan out the day.
Sure.
You know, if you're inside the bay, each day in the bay is different. The tides change. They go there later. They increase. They decrease. So it's very technical fishing inside the bay. And we have some boats that will go out. They'll stop maybe on the way out, fish halibut in the morning, you know, for an hour or two when the tide's right and the drift is right, run out to fish rock cod, come back in, and then finish up the day inside too. So a big variety in terms of how we tackle it.
What, one of the things that I thought was so cool in talking to you is that you have the in the bay, the out of the bay, the islands option. So it's not, it, it's not just this is where we're going to go. You have all kinds of things. If weather is up on the outside, you can be on the inside. And when you're on the inside, you're not. This isn't the plan B. Well, we can't get to where it's good, so let's just go to where it's sheltered. It sounds like there's amazing fishing inside that harbor.
Yeah, well, that bay, I think technically the bay's 60 miles long, yeah. San Francisco Bay, 12 miles wide. But, most of the fishing area we cover is about 30 miles. So we come out of the harbor. Sometimes we go south. Sometimes we go north. And we're going to, we're planning the day out based around the tides, the weather. Of course, inside the bay, it does get windy. So, in the half-day trips we run in the morning, we try to, to work around that. But it's very technical. Like we're talking, we're fishing around islands, reefs, shoals. One spot you'd fish on an outgoing tide, you wouldn't fish on an incoming, vice versa. And maybe the velocity of the tide also changes that. If you're fishing the front side of Alcatraz Island, you're fishing the top of the tide to the first push of the outgo. If you're on the backside of Alcatraz, you're fishing a slow outgoing tide too.
What a cool backdrop and background to be fishing. What are we catching when we're fishing backside of Alcatraz? What are we doing?
So primarily California halibut. The front side, the same thing. When the current runs faster, the stripers like the faster current. So when we have the higher velocity currents, we'd be getting the bass in there. Tide slows up. We fish the shoals for the halibut.
I'm so in on this. I can't wait.
I'm with Rick. We're going to have so many questions that it's going to be hard to get callers and texters in. But, hey, you hear it. We've got such a great show lined up. We've got catch reports coming up. We're going to take your calls and your texts. We're going to be giving away to one lucky caller or texter that trip for two up in Fish Emeryville for salmon or the crab combo. When we come back, you're going to call in 833-288-0973 or text us out through the app. Leave your name and phone number. We come back. We're going to get all that and more. We're going to have you guys on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Baker Marine knows you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, and Fujinon just made the deal even sweeter with an additional $200 savings on their amazing bundle deal. Here's what's included. Fujinon TechnoStabby TSX 1440 binoculars, Pelican Vault case with custom laser-cut foam insert, plus the Fujinon polarized filters at $1,704 retail value for just $1,299.99. You save over $400. This is the best deal ever on these amazing binoculars. The Fujinon TechnoStabby TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, and now protect your investment with the custom Pelican case and the polarized filters that help you find more on the water. This special bundle is available at Baker Marine on Shelter Island for a limited time only. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and take advantage on this never-before-seen bundle pricing on the Fujinon TSX 1440 binoculars, a savings of over $400. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Hunters Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at Turner's. And sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, in between every one of these breaks, we're getting filled in with so much more knowledge. We just keep asking more and more questions, and it's like, well, we can talk about that for an hour. It's crazy.
What a great fishery.
Oh, it's so much fun. One of the things I was just bringing up to Andy, I go, I don't think people understand how much of a tidal swing they have up there and how that affects their fishing and the safety aspect when you go out of the bay and going out to the ocean. You got to go under the bridge, and that thing becomes a venturi at times. And the current and the amount of things that could happen, you got to hang on and time that right, right?
Yeah, that's a great point, Wayne. Because in the knowledge that a skipper has in terms of getting in and out of the bay, because there's a different path you might take on an outgoing tide, particularly in the wintertime, than you would on an incoming tide. So you think of all this water coming down from all Northern California, it all flushes through underneath that bay. It goes in and out twice a day, different velocities. You've got two big sandbars outside the gate on the north bar and the south bar that create their own little weather patterns, too, that can be kind of treacherous, too. So, the knowledge of knowing how to get in and out and being able, we have guys, some guys can get out on a day when people would, you'd look at the weather report and say you're not going to do it. But because you knew the tides and what the tide's going to do with the weather, you can get in and out. But
that's why you fish with an expert that does it.
Yeah.
That's why you guys do it for a living.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So, but if you're in a small boat, I would say the bay is really technical in terms of fishing. You might launch a private boat and catch fish one day. But to catch fish day after day inside the bay, it's a learning curve.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Knowledge.
I love it. Knowledge
is always important.
Well, I can't wait to come do it, man.
Yeah. Hey, well, we got Marcos is from Seaports is on the phone with our catch report, and that's sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Mark your calendars, because Saturday, May 16th, it's the annual summer kickoff sale with the huge discounts on everything in the store. With lots and buy two, get one free products, discounts on rods and reels and stock and free Spectra with your purchase of a reel, free Gamakatsu pliers your qualifying purchase.
Yeah, so not the pliers, but it's the same, that killer knife opportunity. The Gamakatsu knife. Yeah, exactly. Same thing. Basically, same promotion that got to happen at PCS show. If you do a $25 purchase, you're going to get an opportunity at that great G box. It's a mini G box. It's a really nice hook box. And I know that sounds hard to describe, but pocket size plus. But I'm telling you, they're killer.
Hook and terminal tackle.
Yes.
It's perfect. It goes in your pocket. You can walk around, and then you don't have to keep going back to your bag.
You got it. And
absolutely.
Then with a $50 purchase in Gamakatsu, you get your choice of one of those amazing knives.
$100 knives.
That's what's wild.
And they are nice.
It's such a killer promotion. Yeah, you spend $50 worth of stuff, and you get a free knife that's basically $100. Yeah, it's
that's
awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, and it'll be Saturday, May 16th, a big sale at Dana Landing on Mission Bay, right next to the Dana Landing launch ramp next to SeaWorld. Check out danalanding.com. Hey, Marcos, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
What's up, Marcos? We're doing great. Having a fun morning here this morning, talking fishing a little farther to the north. And I understand you guys have had some great fishing here at Seaforth this week.
Yeah, we kind of continued the same fishing we had while, but I want to point out a few exotics this week. The half day on Wednesday had one king salmon, and that's not one we see very often, at least not down here, on the half day. I know there's a period where I see them occasionally, but that was a nice little change there.
That was cool.
Surprise. And then the tribute on their day and a half, right around the same time they actually are fishing Thursday, they had one albacore. Which is kind of funny to think that the albacore right now is just about as exotic as the salmon, but it was there.
Seaforth was the hub of exotic activity in a 24-hour period, seeing an albacore and a king salmon happen, and it was a pretty fun day, Marcos.
A little unusual there, and also the tribute on that same trip. They had 28 bluefin on that day and a half. Three of them were that in the 120 to 140 pound range, so definitely some nice fish in there. And that same time frame there, the Polaris Supreme on their three-day, 122 bluefin.
Jeez.
And a big chunk of those were in the 50 to 60 pounds. So definitely some nice fishing there. Besides that, very similar to what we've seen. A lot of rockfish, reds, whitefish, sheephead, sculpin on the half day. Not as much yellowtail as we saw, over the last few weeks there. I think they're still picking away one or two here and there, but not much as big. I think they have one earlier in the week. The twilight trips going out there, catching the same thing, rockfish, whitefish, bass, and I know you had some family go out on twilight yesterday too, and all I'm hearing this morning is when is Rick coming?
My sister keeping the Maxa tradition alive. We love C4 sport fishing twilight trip. It's like my favorite thing. I preach it to everybody. It's such a cool way to get off of work, run down to the boat, get to have an awesome evening, and my sister and a couple of her friends, a whole group of gals went down and twilight fished, and the whole time she just told me what a great time they had. The crew was fantastic. You guys had very high marks from Carly yesterday, Marco. So thanks for showing them such a fun time. And it is such a cool way to do it. You can still get your full day of work in. You get several great hours of fishing. You know, it stays light out, you know, already till darn near 8 o'clock. And, you know, enjoy a burger and a beer on the boat and have some great fishing. And I just think they're the coolest trips, Marcos. And you guys have already seen great fishing on those this year.
You know, we started them earlier, and like I said, they've definitely kind of regained some of their popularity. They lost a little bit of luster for a bit, but everyone wants to do them. We're running those 7 days a week right now, so definitely a good chance to, like I said, get out there. Don't have to deal with traffic on the way home after the trip, and, you know, unless something went terribly wrong, because there shouldn't be much traffic that late at night. But some great fishing there, and, you know, a lot of people, too, they'll do the afternoon half day and then at twilight. You know, you don't have to get up early. You still get, like, a good chunk of fishing in there, so lots of options. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule up there for those half days, morning, afternoon, and twilight. Got the three-quarter days occasion there, sea watch throwing a few in there, but mostly kind of shifting to that 5:30 to 5 right now in those full days. Day and a half, 2 days, all of them up there. You can make your reservations online. Again, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 1-924-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get on the boat, and who knows, you know, if you go on that twilight, maybe you'll see a rig coming out there. I think it's been too long.
I think we've already talked about next week. I got to go. But Carly and her girls, like, they've been having so much fun, and just said the highest regards about how much fishing. And I was jealous the whole night. I was home with the boys, like, texting, okay, what's going on now? She goes, oh, we're yellowtail fishing right now. What kind of tips you got for me and our friends for yellowtail fishing? And it just sounded like so much fun, Marcos, and I'm totally in. I'm going to look forward to seeing you next week.
All right, we'll be here. You know where to find us.
All right, well, great job, buddy. Glad to hear about the excellent fishing. One more time, shoot us that phone number if somebody wants to come join you and get in on the fun.
619-224-3383. We're going to help you out and get you out there fishing.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks a lot for that. Well, hey, with a little continue with the catch report, a really cool, I just heard from Brian over at Fisherman's Landing. So Dave from the Tomahawk just called in. They have they've already finished their 1 day limit, their first day limits for their 2.5 day trip.
Wow.
And then Alec from the Pegasus, first trip of the year for those guys, already has 16 bluefin aboard this morning. That's an overnight trip, not a day and a half. And Pegasus is a really cool story. You know, those guys, Alec, you know, purchased the boat with Drew and the guys last year. They had a fantastic start to their season, really accomplished big fishing team, and they were like off to such an amazing roll for a brand new boat owner and operator. They hit July, they were basically sold out for the rest of their season, and then at the dock, there was an electrical fire, and it sidelined them for the entire season. Bought the boat back from the insurance company. They gutted it, rebuilt it. Those guys have been down rebuilding that boat every day, and it is beautiful. They did such a good job. All new electronics, all new. It's the best looking, I think, that the Pegasus has ever been in my now almost 28 years of being down here. I think the boat's the best I have seen it yet. And they just built a beautiful platform. Yesterday was their first day. And at least for the time being, they're going to dedicate to kind of rebuilding the overnight run at Fisherman's Landing. So every single night, the Pegasus is going to be going, and Alec is just such a hammer when it comes to bluefin fishing. So excited for those guys to go through such a tumultuous up and down and to now see where they're at now at the backside. The boat is better than it's ever looked before. First trip got off the dock, sold out, and to hear that he's already got 16 bluefin aboard that are 30 to 40 pounders. I was really,
good
really happy.
Them.
Yeah, awesome work.
And
so,
doing overnight, that's tough. Yeah, that goes back to the albacore days.
But what a great opportunity. The fish are close and the ticket price is reduced. So, yeah, a great opportunity. And Brian, thanks for the heads up on that. So, yeah, some great fishing going on right now, no doubt about that.
Wow.
You got it. Well, hey, with that said, we had a great text come through, and I wanted to read that one off real quick. And it says, from John in Rancho San Diego, what a great show so far. It's really nice to hear from Andy, learn a little bit more about the San Francisco Bay fishing. Andy, you made a quick mention of it before. Can you tell me a little bit beyond? What are the places you recommend to stay near the landing? And I'm really, really excited to hear about that fish processing. That's a huge difference for us.
Sure. Great question. So we have relationships with the Hilton and the Sheraton, which are right in town. The Hilton's probably, you could walk to the landing from there. You know, you can take a quick Uber ride. It's probably in a mile just down the street. They've got a menu set up for fishermen if you want to bring food with you, because most of our boats don't have galleys on board. We have a few do that most don't. So we have a couple places in town. We can give you the codes where you can get corporate discounts for those two hotels. And then the fish processing, you coordinate that with the landing. when you make your reservation. If you want a reservation for your fish processing, they make a note on it. There's no cost for it. It's just a note on the manifest. And then we meet you at the boat. Like I said, we're right on the dock, so you're not going to get lost. We come down, meet you on the boat. We take the fish. And you go up to the car, drop your stuff off, or do whatever. Go up and grab a soda at the shop, and the fish is done. Or if you just want, some people just come into the dock and watch their.
I want to see it for sure.
Yeah, they like to watch. We have a couple machines in there, a big commercial ice machine, and they just like to follow the fish. And I guess it's one thing. We have people that want small portions too. They want a hand size, where they say hand size, like one portion fish. Some want four or five portions in a bag too. So if you want it customized for what and some guys want both, right? I want
dinner for me. Yeah. I want dinner for the fam.
Yeah, this is for the guys at work, and this is for my wife and I too. Exactly. So you can customize that, right? If you want smaller or different portions, just right and follow your fish. If you want, it's like when you're at a car wash, you want to wash your car, through there. You can follow the fish, and it all happens really fast. Other than a few, we have some times that we get charters where it backs up. But
wow, and as you can hear, we're already done with that very first hour. It goes so fast here. And when we come back, we're going to have more catch reports. We're going to be talking more about any. We're going to be taking your texts. Hey, we're going to be saying goodbye to the fan. Thanks for everything on there. We'll be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook Live.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline, lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers, and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the
Hello, way. This is Captain Mike Totter from Surger Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Surger. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SurgerSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SurgerSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFTCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFTCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFTCO. Any fish, any water.